It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The documentary short film 21 Voices, Touched by Alzheimer's, currently in pre-production, is committed to shining a light on the devastating emotional and financial effects of this growing epidemic. The film will feature interviews with 21 people impacted by the illness, including the family of our next guest, Joe Massaro III, whose father, Joseph Massaro Jr., died from Alzheimer's last December. Here's a clip from the film's trailer featuring Joe's mother.
Joe was a dynamic person. He loved people. People loved him. He loved his family. The first thing I thought about Joe when I met him was how nice he was. He was truthful, honest, loved to laugh, very generous. He's a wonderful father. He spent all of his time with his family. He just was that kind of a person that if you met him, you didn't forget him. People ask me if I noticed anything that was different about Joe, any signs. He was showing our condo to our grandchildren, and he said, "We're really lucky we're close to the umbrella," which he meant to say elevator, but he didn't even realize that he put umbrella into the sentence. Then from there, things just progressed very rapidly to the point where he was diagnosed. It's actually a constant worry. You don't know from one minute to the next what's going to happen. Sometimes he knows, you know, so I am. I'll walk in, I'll say, "Hi, Carol. Where have you been? You know, I haven't seen you for a while." It makes this awful journey a little more tolerable. One time, I just had a meltdown, and I said, "I don't think I can do this anymore." He said, "I didn't know you felt that way. You know what we're going to do? My wife and I are going to take you out to dinner." Here I am, just crying about this and stressing over it. He doesn't know that it's me doing all this. It's just awful to see, especially to know what he was like before. All the things that you're supposed to do to stave off Alzheimer's, he did. After I see what happened to Joe, I don't want one soul to get Alzheimer's. I think it's going to be an epidemic unless we do something now.
And that is from the trailer of the forthcoming film, a documentary, 21 Voices, Touched by Alzheimer's. You heard the widow of Joseph Massaro Jr., who is the mother of Joe Massaro III. Our next guest, Joe, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
From someone whose father died of Alzheimer's, what is it about this disease that the average person who may not be directly affected by it is not aware of?
I think, the awareness is how many people have this disease and how few resources there are to take care of the number of people who have this disease. There's a saying that if you've seen one case of Alzheimer's, you've seen one case of Alzheimer's. And I think even those who are affected by Alzheimer's might not understand what it manifests itself like in other people who have Alzheimer's.
And when you say that when you've seen one case of Alzheimer's, you've seen one case of Alzheimer's, it plays out differently in different folks?
Yes, and that was our experience as we would tell folks about our father. They would describe somebody in their life who had it. And, you know, our experience with my dad was that he very quickly lost his ability to speak and have a conversation. He didn't go through what most people experience of the short-term memory loss, where they ask the same questions. So people would think that they knew what he was going through at various points in his journey. But we found that it was almost impossible to describe what he was doing. As my mother said, it's like a complete surprise at any moment what they're going to do or say.
What happens that would take a that would make a normally gregarious, outgoing person suddenly not be able to participate in a conversation? Is it because there's so much confusion that they simply can't react in the way that you're used to seeing them react?
I don't know. It's the disease. It happened really quickly to my father. In hindsight, he was probably manifesting symptoms 2 to 3 years prior to the diagnosis. But once he was diagnosed, and it was about 45 days after his younger brother died that we noticed a dramatic change in my dad. And from January of 10 to even May of 10, which is the last time that we went away,
It's all right. It's obviously, I can only imagine how emotional this is for you. Let's talk about your father and the type of person he was before he was victimized by Alzheimer's. What kind of guy was your dad?
He was a good man. He was a very successful businessman, but he never forgot where he came from. So he didn't leave anybody behind in his life. He had goals in life, and that was to be, to run a successful business, to raise his family, be a good father. He was a good friend. He's very generous. He was in charge wherever he was. He was the guy that, he could get you a table if you didn't have a reservation, and he could just get things done. He had that just knack for being able to deal with people on any level, make them feel good about themselves, and like him, and he liked people. So, for my father to go from that person to not being able to do some basics in life was a really dramatic change.
And what were the signs that you noticed along the way? It sounds like this all happened very quickly, but were there? Your mother mentioned the story about being close to the umbrella when he meant to say being close to the elevator. Were there other things that you noticed?
It was almost all verbal. It was mixing up words. His father was, my grandpa was really bad with names. So as my father got older and he started to screw names up, we just thought it was like he's grandpa's son. Of course they do. But it happened earlier than it should have. So it was names, it was words, it was just not being able to he was talking to my wife one time, trying to describe driver's license. What's that thing in your wallet with your picture on it?
Wow.
So it was...
How old was he at the time?
He was 74 at diagnosis, but as I said, he was probably 70 when he started. The initial thing, and I don't know if my mother said it in that documentary, but he lost his sense of smell. And that is one of the earliest indicators that something's going on with your brain. In hindsight, she also talked about he had a couple of dizzy spells. He had a couple of bloody noses well before the diagnosis, and they were all indicators that something was happening with my dad's brain.
It's the Central Pittsburgh, and my guest is Joe Massaro III, his father, who Joe has been describing, a wonderful man, Joseph Massaro Jr., who died of Alzheimer's last December, December 30th, 2015, to be exact. His story is one of those told in 21 Voices Touched by Alzheimer's. It is a documentary in pre-production. And what can you tell us about this film? They're hoping to shoot it this year. What might it do to help bring more attention to Alzheimer's?
The film is hopefully will be shot in the summer in order to be distributed at film festivals, most prominently Sundance. The deadline for Sundance is August 3rd, and Tom Kurlander is directing the film. And Tom and his team believe that if we could get distribution on a scale like Sundance could provide for this film, it would really bring a more comprehensive view of the disease. Because the film is not going to just talk about research or about the family stories. It will include the voices of people like the doorman at a building where my friend's mother lived, where he would talk to her for months on the phone. She was fine verbally until he gets a call from the doorman. Your mother's been leaving the building with like clown makeup on. Like she's disheveled. She's so, you know, those people, how they're impacted by the disease, healthcare providers, families, physicians, researchers. It's 21 voices from all types of people who are touched by the disease.
How important is that for people to understand? Because I think there's a lot of information about Alzheimer's out there. We know a good deal about what it is. There's still many questions, as we learned in our first segment, but we have a general understanding of what Alzheimer's is and what it does. But how important is it for the stories of the people who live with it every day, the caregivers, the family members, the brothers, the sisters, the sons and the daughters who are directly affected by this? How important is it to get their stories out in a way that helps all of us in society to understand how this disease affects us personally?
I think it's important from a standpoint of compassion and understanding to know what the disease does. But more importantly, most importantly, it's important that people see that this is an epidemic and pick up the phone and call their representatives, donate money where they can, because I believe, and I'm certainly not well-versed in this, but I do believe that possibly in our lifetime we could find a cure to this disease, that there's really promising research being done. And I would tell you that at the outset of my father's diagnosis, that wasn't the prevailing notion, that Big Pharma was not funding research. The NIH dollars were down.
A lot of time was lost.
Yes, yes. But as in your first segment, as Susan talked about, that they're starting to provide attention, give attention to trials earlier than they ever have. And there's more people being covered, more types of research. It was a very narrow group. You know, anything that came out of Harvard would be covered. But today, there's attention being brought to lots of folks, and our hope, you know, my mother started a fund here in Pittsburgh, is the hope that we can find the cure here in Pittsburgh.
We've been talking with Joseph Massaro III, whose father, Joseph Massaro Jr.'s story, is featured in the forthcoming documentary, 21 Voices, Touched by Alzheimer's. His mother is featured in that documentary, and it sounds as though it's going to be a very important film and will help contribute to our understanding of Alzheimer's and hopefully toward finding a cure.
Yes.
Joseph Massaro III, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Can I plug?
Oh, yes, please.
There's a website, 21voices.org. It's there that you can see the trailer for the film and the inspiration behind it. You can donate if you'd like to the film. Again, it's 21voices.org.
Very good. And we have the trailer on our website at WESA.FM. Again, Joseph Massaro III, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, we'll meet Robert Morris sophomore Nolan Keyes, a biomedical engineering major who has achieved an RMU first. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.